begin building a tiny comic book shop in West London on the Northfields Road. It's never open and there's two giant pictures of Spider-Man and Batman high up on its brick wall. Despite its tiny rundown appearance, it's a very top secret, deep place. You're making this up, grinned Rancid.
This McGinn!
The one who owns the building, he's been working for years on the deep inside of several big business, corporate, multinational wet dream scams. He seems to have a laboratory called Toxic Waste Processing, power grids, biological warfare, manufacture, all sorts of stuff, okay. McGinn is something of a new mystery.
A what?
A new Mysterian, it's a name given to philosophers by Owen Flanagan, to any philosopher who thinks that there are deep mysteries about the mind, that humans cannot in principle solve mysteries that are too deep because the structures of our brains are such that they cannot think about the mysteries and solve them. This McGinn, he's famous for saying that our minds cannot work out what consciousness is like in the same way that an eagle cannot think about relativity. Perfect adaptability in one sphere of evolutionary development squashes abilities in other areas. McGinn thinks we cannot answer the question of what consciousness is in principle. But he has a speculation and has spent years investing in working from its hypothesis, explained Lamont. He could tell that Rancid was being drawn in. She was clearly impressed by his ability to sound fairly coherent on this. He swigged more of the whiskey from his bottle and handed her some. It's to do with the properties of consciousness and the mind. He makes a lot out of the fact that it seems to be out of space. Unlike brains, atoms and genes, the mind, consciousness itself, doesn't seem to be in the same kind of space as everything else. So we suggested that if, like the scientists suggest, the space and time of brains, genes, tables and so on came about the Big Bang, then the clue to minds and stuff lies in whatever existed before the Big Bang. He speculates about the time and space before the Big Bang. The cause of the Big Bang, in the terms we have, there is nothing. No space, no time, no space and time that we can understand that is a blank and nothing. But what he's saying is that whatever the nature of this nothing is, this blank, it must have caused the Big Bang. And he suggests that our mind's consciousness, they are like fossil traces of the pre-Big Bang blankness. Our brains, brains in general, seem to be able to exist in both pre- and post-Big Bang space. The fossil traces of the pre-Big Bang blank is what the brain in the post-Big Bang universe uses to get conscious. It's that which causes consciousness, minds, thoughts, and so on, subjectivity. Good call! Mused Rancid, nodding as she processed the thinking. Yeah, nodded Lamont, appreciating himself and cocking the whiskey towards his lips again. Of course, it's no more than what I claimed. All I said was that material things, cause material things, even in your scenario, the brain does the work. Consciousness is caused by the brain. But what it is not fully material. That's weird. So this McGinn, where is he? And how come you know this stuff? Asked Rancid. Yeah, but what this McGinn guy says is that the crucial mysterious stuff is really mysterious. It fucks up the easy life of the materialist. It's a black box in which anything could be happening, but we can't get to it. And you know all this stuff about McGinn because of what? Asked Rancid again, intrigued by the drunk detective. The attack, anime, slurred Lamont, the attack, anime. Rancid more or less fell over in excitement. Lamont licked his lips as the top toddy flashed to knickers and a mighty thighs in the tumble. He would love to fuck that, which is not the same as saying that he could have done so, even if Rancid had been willing. The whole weird element of the attack, anime, was that it seemed to have a mind. The rumor was that somehow this McGinn guy had tapped into the pre-Big Bang mystery stuff and brought about a kind of manga mind, pure sex and violence and a mad take on London. An insane psychogeography warping everything, explained Lamont, sucking on his bottle. Wow, so was it true? Asked Rancid eagerly. Fuck knows, the whole thing's wrapped up in the usual rumor and legend that truth's got covered in smoke. No one knows what it was exactly, except of course that it was banned and withdrawn almost as soon as it was put out. And there was the dead guy, Georgie, that was true, there was a death, replied Lamont. What happened with Georgie? The game killed him! That was the idea, somehow the game killed him, that's what sparked the withdrawal! Fuck! Yeah, heavy shit, agreed Lamont.